Did you know that only two countries in the whole world allow prescription pharmaceuticals to be advertised on TV? One of those countries is us, where over $1 billion a month is spent on ads that have three recurring messages. One, no one in America can piss or shit except when they least expect it. Two, active old people love tennis and fucking. And three, there's no problem you can't fix with a pill. Even if your problem is you take too many pills, we have a solution to that, another pill. We're so numb to drug ads, we don't even question the logic of, ask your doctor if it's right for you. How incompetent is my doctor if I have to let him know that the best remedy for what ails me is a drug he didn't even think of? What? What else doesn't he know? I'm starting to wonder if there's really no better way to check for cancer than through my ass. Ketamine clinics are now a growth industry. There's over 500 just in America. It's what always happens with Western medicine. The insistence on pretending that their respectable drugs aren't the same as street drugs. But they are. One is paid by insurance and gets you into rehab. One isn't, and you go to jail. But Oxy is heroin, Adderall is meth, and Ritalin is cocaine for kids. Ketamine was an illegal club drug in the 70s, but then it got approved as an anesthetic by the FDA. The same folks who brought you the opioid crisis. What could go wrong? There was a hit song in the 80s called, I Want a New Drug. Who doesn't? Life can be tough. People have been arguing forever about what the real gateway drug is. It's whatever is the first one you do. Beer, pot, or with kids today, the pharmaceutical shit their own parents and teachers put them on. Parents, teachers, and doctors. Drugs, alcohol, cigarettes, food that tastes great but slowly kills you. Everybody needs to know going in that when it comes to resisting anything that makes a profit in America, you're on your own.